Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Evil FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumi. And this is that time of the evening that we speak about business, economics, and everything that affect our bread and butter. And today, like any other day, we are going to engage deep into the discussion of the day, particularly regarding the festive season and also the student life. However, we are greeting you from all corners of Namibia. We are greeting the men and women in the uniforms, the police officers, soldiers, security guards, immigration officers, and also those who make sure that we sleep well at home, those who make sure that we are safe at home. And also we are greeting the business people, and also those who are not yet at the festive season, but we are also happy to continue engaging with you, and also to continue supporting us, to say this is a platform. Before we go to the main conversation for the day, looking at some of the international news, you must be able to realize that, it was indicated that looking at that side of Eastern DRC, like M23 is withdrawn from the area of Uvira. And it also stated that, it's based on, respect of the agreement, particularly after pressure from the United States. And also, looking at some of the development, especially in the country, so stated that when it comes to, it's coming to FNB Namibia, and also, Swakop Municipality, has indicated that they are promoting safety there. That's why around 100 municipal car guards were given, reflectors, and also to differentiate the two between a criminal and somebody who is guarding your car. Because a lot of people, they thrive in chaos. You find those who pretend to be car guards, but when you are busy enjoying your festive season, when you come, what you left in your car, even the car itself may also not be there, especially this time of the festive season. And we are indicating to you that safety precautions, from personal safety, public safety, protection and safety of your house. And this is also the time that you realize that the neighbor that you have been talking to the whole year is a very important person. The neighbor that you thought wouldn't assist you, it's a very important person. That's why we're always saying it's very good to keep a relationship, and also make sure that when you are living with your families, when you are going to the coast, make sure that please build that relationship, so that a person will be able to check the movements at your house, because the police cannot protect everybody. The police cannot be able to protect everybody or every property, but there is what we call community policing, police coordination, and also how the citizens are working together in order to make sure that when it's coming to issues of development, and also issues of safety, they are working hand in hand. And it's a relaxing time. We don't want to bore you with data. Although data matters, we don't want to bore you with data. We are looking at the festive season, and also the life of students. You know, when people are going on holiday, when people are taking their partners out, when people are going to their houses, to their homes of origin, to their village where they come from, there is no a confused person. There is no a person who is going through a lot than a student, because when you are a student at a vocational training, when you are a student at a college, at university, at a technic, you know, you are between adulthood, you are between dependency and independence, you are dealing with your course, so there is a lot of expectation from parents and the community. There's also a lot of expectation from the public. We are dealing with stress of school. Maybe you're also dealing with the stress of looking for an internship, something that can be able to upgrade your skills. And you're also thinking about the future, because you are not going to be a student forever. You're also looking at other people. And it is at this moment that a lot of students, they need support. They need support, they need assistance, they need proper interactions. They also need to speak to mentors. But what is very interesting is also the fact that there are also things that students need to do at the festive season to prepare for their future, and what they don't need to do. That's why, although I've been a student, I'm speaking about those who are in the industry, speaking about those who are at the industry, because every year the student life change, every year the student life change, and also every year there are new challenges that students are faced, and there are also new opportunities that students are faced. That's why today I'm going to join by my colleague, that is Francina Pavo, who is also a final year student, at Trinfat College. I'll be a final year student next year, which is 2 weeks from now. You're already a final year, right?
Mm.
You passed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just to not to preempt you, good evening.
Good evening, David.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Mm. How was the day today?
It was fine.
It was fine.
It's going well, actually.
Uh-huh. Now, let us dive into the main conversation. Maybe as a student, what are the new trends? Or maybe how do you describe the life of a student? Are you enjoying the life of students? Are you suffering? Are you balanced, or you are finding it out? Or is understandable? What is your, if somebody asks you a question to say, how is the life of a student in Namibia, particularly the tertiary institution?
Okay, as for me, I would say it's quite challenging.
Yeah.
Because it's the life of a student, eh?
Yeah.
It's full of peer pressure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As today, people want new things that are trending online. As a student, sometimes as a teenager or a young student,
yeah,
you would actually want those things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, peer pressure can get to you easily.
Uh-huh. And you'll be tempted to do other things that are not in line with what you want. Now, you are mentioning a very interesting thing, because if I have to tell you my story, there's one article I wrote on what you need to know as a first year student, I think 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing which I have seen, maybe you also have experienced, I don't know if it's happening, when mm-hmm. I came to UNAM, the first year I came to UNAM,
mm-hmm.
It was life changing. It was very interesting. But when I come to class, there is what we call lecture halls. We come to class, a lecturer can come and start introduction of the course. You know, there was this lady sitting closer to me with the key of a Jeep. And that time I don't even have a smartphone. You know, just a query from. Yeah, and this one is a key of a Jeep, and has two tablets, and she's there typing. I say, what are these things given by? Are these things given by university or what? Then there's the other guy, he's a Benz, and when you go to lunch, there's what you call a cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
The money being spent there is equivalent already to the money that your parents gave you. And it's exactly that what you have said, to say there's peer pressure, there are challenges. But maybe before I get into that, what are some of the dangerous decision that students take, particularly at university, falling into those challenges? Because I understand we come from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's pocket money can even be equivalent to my parents' salary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the dangerous activities that students end up doing to fall into that peer pressure, from your experience? Okay. Because you are still on the ground.
Yeah, according to what I've seen, like I live in a hostel, né?
Yeah.
And there's different people from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are looking at somebody's cupboard, man. You yeah. see all different type of food. Everything
yeah.
is there.
Yeah.
And then you look at you that having dry spinach, bamboo spinach.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, people tend to do these things. Like, I want a sugar daddy.
Uh-huh, okay.
Just
okay.
for me to have a soft life also.
Uh-huh, okay.
Somebody has an iPhone, yeah. iPhone 15.
Yeah.
You are the same age.
Yeah.
The person is having iPhone 15,
yeah.
a whole tablet,
yeah.
a whole PC, and you are having a Tama.
Yeah, 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 Tamagotchi.
Mm. Now you want to fit in that life. You end up dating older men.
Mm.
Or you end up doing prostitution,
yeah,
just to fit in that life.
No, it's a reality of life. There is a hostel name which I'm not going to mention, but it's at a certain university.
Mm-hmm.
At our time, it used to be called Big Brother,
mm-hmm.
and you are asking yourself. Every Friday you see this Benz parked here,
mm.
and especially ladies and boys, they end up becoming criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody just disappeared and said, "No, me, I'm not going to school, and I'm going to speak to my parents to say, if you are not giving me 5,000 or something, I'm not going to school because their competition is very high.
Yeah,
people and it's distracting your mind.
Exactly,
it's distracting your mind if you are not strong enough. And maybe apart from that, now do university, colleges, or higher institutions of learning having these kinds of support to the students, particularly, I think first year is the most difficult year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, particularly the first year.
Mm-hmm.
How is your experience in getting those supports or being sensitized about those activities that students end up doing, especially, at university? Do you experience that support? Or do lecturers know about these things, or is just free fall? You are on your own.
I feel like you are on your own.
Yeah.
You are on your own.
Yeah.
You just need to know where you came from. You need to know your background.
Mm.
You cannot be pressuring your parents or you just because you want a soft life.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents are working very hard to at least give you shelter,
mm.
especially for the people that are schooling in different towns. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You have renting.
Mm-hmm.
You need money. Sometimes
mm.
you need money for transport,
mm.
money for food, and you still want more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you saw another student having a soft life,
mm.
not knowing where the soft life is actually coming from.
Yeah, and the other thing also, maybe let us look at academics. You spoke about peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most difficult thing, particularly in achieving required result, particularly the first year, because there is this thing to say, if you pass the first year or this first semester, it's like you are initiated, you can progress and you can go through, the whole university process. What are some of what are some of the main causes of academic challenges, particularly at university? Because parents, they don't care whether you are hungry,
mm-hmm.
whether you are facing competition. They just want their certificate or degree. That is
yeah.
what they want.
But
what are some of the challenges that you also, as Francina,
mm-hmm.
has experienced when you are at, university, especially that challenge, the performance at in classroom? What are some of the challenges that you are experiencing?
Okay, so now in today's world,
yeah.
not in you guys' world,
yeah.
you need internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for you to study.
It's a main thing.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Now, as for me, when I was in first year,
mm.
I actually did not have a smartphone.
Mm, mm, mm.
I had a Tama.
How did you survive?
How did I survive?
Yeah.
Okay, I had a friend.
Mm.
She was actually, I found her there.
Mm, mm, mm.
And she was a second year and I'm in first year.
Yeah.
And then I actually just used to ask her when she's sleeping, she must borrow me a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I use it to study.
Mm-hmm.
When she's actually not studying or not using a phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, or I go to the library actually.
During the night or?
No, during the day.
Uh-huh.
And there you have to actually, if you go there late, ne?
Mm-hmm.
I won't get the chance to use a computer because you pre-book
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for you to get the chance with the computer, and you only get an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting. Before we go to students and the festive season, I want us to go a little bit back on the life of a student at university, because there are those who are saying, you know, when we were at grade 12,
mm-hmm.
you want to go to university, you are so excited,
mm.
and there is this perspective to say, you know, when you go, for example, to UNAM, you go to NAST, you go to IUM, you go to all these beautiful universities, you go to college, there is apples of orange and all these beautiful dreams. Tell me, what is that, I don't want to say which is a lie, what is that, that you thought it was going to be seen at university, particularly to the students who are listening, or to the future, the first year, next year who are listening. What is that which is not what you expected when you enter at university, which was really in your mind, because there's always this thing to say, I pass, I reach, I met a certain requirement, I'm going to study at a tertiary institution. What is that thing that, you know, you found out that, no, it's not true, it's not really true, what they used to say when I was at high school?
Okay, I would say, it's not all about soft life when you go to university.
So you thought about this selfies, everybody was
soft
in paradise.
Life, yeah. NASF money.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy my iPhone 15 with my NASF money.
Yeah.
Ah, it will shock you.
It will shock you, ne? You'll be shocked.
You'll be shocked.
Yeah, now let us look at, a cultural diversity. Because being in a hostel, it's a very interesting thing. Being at high school, we also start meeting different people from different regions. Just at the high school, grade 12, or AS, or whatever you call the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you come to university, then you see there's this lady, very beautiful, from Nigeria, for example. There's this guy from Zimbabwe. There's this one from South Africa. You have somebody from Mexico. It's a cultural diversity from around the world. To your perspective, how did you find that out, and how did you work together with people from different countries? Or because there have been this perspective to say, no, don't speak with that. But when you are given a group work, you'll be able to speak with everybody. Did you experience that, especially dealing with people from different countries?
I haven't dealt with people from different countries, just different tribes in Namibia.
Oh, okay. How did you find that?
People are quite interesting, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like, as they say, like, when I grew up, I was scared of Caprivians.
But like, just perception.
It's just to live with them. They're actually nice people. It's just people make us scared of them.
Yeah, no. I think it's a background where we come from. People used to speak about, you know, they speak negative things about other people. But at the end of the day, you are all human beings. When you are scared of somebody from a different tribe, they are also scared of you. You realize that they are also scared of you.
Yeah, but
we are just one. No, it's actually very interesting, because it teaches you how to work with everybody. Then you realize to say, also, like from my experience, to say, some of the people that you heard negative things about are the people who are actually going to help you in the process of education. Now, you know, it's let us look at the main conversation. After we look into that aspect, let us look at the challenges that students need, because now is the time that students, they go.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossen Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Bug Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at voermanbrock.com. We care.
Challenges that students need, because now is the time that students, they go home.
Yeah.
They go to their parents, they go to their guardians, they go to their house. They've been struggling throughout the year. And some guardians, they never experienced the story of university or the story of a tertiary institution. And there's always challenges that, you know, students are faced with, especially at the tertiary level. But now it's a time of festive season. And to say, what supports do students need? What supports do students need, particularly this time of festive season? Either it's from family members, either it's from parents or friends, or even the community, because they just see you. No, she's back from tertiary. But they don't know that there are things that you want. It can be money, it can be support or problems that you are faced with. But what support do they need, especially from the community and parents, this time of December?
Okay, this time, I feel like now, you see the same conversation we are having now, is the same conversation parents need to have with their kids. Do not just criticize a kid coming from school and you don't know what the kid is going through. Sometimes you need to ask in a polite way, don't shout. Ask in a polite way, what are you going through? How is school? Instead of you, the kid comes home, no conversation, holiday ends, the kid go back to school. But the whole time the kid is just going through a lot. As a community, I don't feel like the community needs to be involved. Because if I come to you, like, let me say you are my neighbor, and then I come to you, I didn't do it, I didn't make it, I failed. Hear it, the whole town will know. Sometimes know. Only parents now. Parents tend to shout and be like, even if you are seeing her walking there, she failed.
If the way you eat meat is the way you pass modules,
so you can pass, pass me the tomato, you pass it, so you can pass. Sometimes the kid, maybe the kid doesn't even have a smartphone like me.
Or you did not have internet. Or you internet. Just not have, like a laptop or support.
A laptop, because you need to type assignments. You have a timer.
You also need money for, you know, extra snacks, although sometimes you can get food from the hostel. You need extra, you know, I'm speaking about now in that context, you need money to support yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need the extra funds and also support, you know, and also to rest.
Sometimes a kid is even getting bullied at school. You don't bath, but you don't know. You are shouting at the kid.
You are shouting at the kid, but you don't send money also for soaps and other things.
I know.
Yeah, but you know, it's quite very interesting. It's quite very interesting also. But there's also one thing that I have learned from university. It taught me how to deal with money. Because you realize to say most of the decision that you are making, life is in your hands. Because you know, when we were first year, second year, start getting these refunds money, or you still get support from parents or guardians. But you realize that you need to be very strategic. If you are given 600, for example, then that is your transport money. But that is not, there is also emergency money that you need. You need data. You need to go to a friend to study. You need to go and watch sport. You need to buy a certain ticket to attend a certain event. Then you realize to say, you come to the point of picking to say, am I going to school or am I going to attend somebody's birthday? That time, you know, this poiki thing, when it came, we were so excited. Everybody, every guy put on their confidence, dance, go to poikis and all these things. Yeah, and show this. But the problem is that, no, when we are at that poiki, also think about tomorrow. Sometimes the money I'm using can also put me in trouble. But maybe from experience, what lesson have you learned when you go to tertiary institution about money? What's some of the lessons you have learned about handling money?
Okay, there I realized, there you need to put some money away, because something can come up anytime from school.
Yeah.
It can be an assignment that needs to be printed, and you just don't even have a dollar.
Yeah.
It can be, you can be sent, as you say, you can be sent to an event, you need transport money, and you used up all your money. Don't just entertain. Also learn to
balance also.
To save money.
To save money. Now where do you balance between entertainment and also education? Because there is also this thing of to be too grounded. Parents and the society expect you to be 24/7 at a library, which is actually wrong, because you are a young person, you need to go out, you need to socialize, you also need to participate in a certain sport. Where do you draw that line, especially, and how do somebody draw that line? Because it's quite very interesting to see those who spend 20 hours in the library and those who spend only 5 hours and they balance with sport, they end up performing better because their brain are freshened up and also they know how to balance. But what lesson have you learned from that balancing? How did you learn how to balance and what kind of sport activity do you involve in?
Okay, so as a student, and especially when you live in the hostel. Mm. You know, in this hostel, you are allowed to do whatever you want, mm-hmm. as long as you don't break the hostel rules.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and sometimes you are seeing these people, this one is going out Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And then there is you, that is always, you are always on your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And one day you go out and you feel like, ay, this is not actually bad as long as I know how to control myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as long as you know how to draw a line, like, let me say,
yeah.
you cannot be having classes tomorrow and you are going out today.
Yeah.
And then you come back home at 6 in the morning while mm-hmm. having classes at mm-hmm. 8. Mm-hmm. Just know where to draw the line, how to draw it, and balance your life. Mm-hmm. Don't isolate yourself from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and yeah. have a little bit of fun. Not too much fun, yeah. but a little bit of fun.
No, I hear you. Because through my experience, I've seen, there was one lady who shocked me. I cannot mention her name.
Mm-hmm.
That person, and I realized that we are not the same.
Mm.
She comes to university at maybe 6, coming from entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That's Meningo.
Mm-hmm.
Red eyes. Look confused, but when it comes to test, she's always number one. Then I ask myself to say, I realize that sometimes, and people who are following this person, maybe she has a strategy on how to study, or maybe she's just born naturally smart.
Yeah.
Then I realize to say, no, sometimes we follow people, but we are actually not the same.
Exactly.
We follow people, but we actually have a different talent.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we are there about entertainment, maybe let us speak about... What sport activity do you recommend, especially to freshen up the mind and also to refocus? Because it's proven by psychology to say a fit mind is also a fit body is also a fit mind,
mm-hmm.
because you must be physically fit for you to have a well functioning mind, and physical fitness is important, and even for hobbies. Have you ever involved in any sport activities?
Yeah, I used to be a soccer player, but
Which position were you playing?
I was mainly the gear.
Eh?
I was the gear.
Oh, you were the goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at that time. Good in back. High school.
Uh-huh.
But when I came to university, I became a girl, and then, everything changed. I'm like, I'm not playing soccer anymore. I'm a girl, because back then...
Yeah, we are moving forward with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and we are in the studio with Francina Pavo, and we are speaking about a life of a student during the festive season. And we are not only talking to students who are at university, vocational training, college, and techniques. We are also speaking to parents, guardians, and we are also speaking to those who are going to be first year at university, because the truth of the matter is that it's not only about oranges and trees of apples, those are the motivating factor, but there is a reality on the ground to say you are on your own. Because one thing I have found out is also that you must also be able to accept the reality of being the big fish in a small pond. You know what I mean? When you are at high school and you pass very well, people think you are number one, you are the best. But you come to tertiary institution, you find out that the competition now is elevated. That's why I was so humbled to start celebrating when I get the D's and C's. that was not my thing. But the first year, I was so complaining to say, no, why do I look dumb in any person? The first academic record, there's always a slowdown in performance.
Mm.
There's always like that.
Yeah,
even if you have to fail,
mm.
there's always a challenge. Have you experienced that also? Maybe something that we also need to advise, especially to those who are going to university, because some people, they are used to parents are clapping hands, and maybe some parents, they don't know this thing.
Mm.
To say no, they just want academic record. Show me your academic record. Why you are performing like this? Sometimes a new environment. How was your experience when you get you start getting your first results? Were you happy with them?
Yeah.
Like assignments and.
I was actually happy because
mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it, because mm-hmm. the way I was studying,
yeah.
how I was studying,
yeah.
it was not easy.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, yeah, as long as I made it.
Yeah, yeah. You were just willing to, you were just pushing to
you
pass.
You see that 50% you didn't like in high school.
No, so you celebrate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That is exactly what I want to speak about, because some people, they end up being pressured. They will be forced to quit. But that is, That is baptism. Welcome to the institution. And a student sitting with somebody who just got maybe 25 points or 20 points, there is a high chance that this person can overtake you at university. Because if you used to be a king or a queen at high school, when you go to university, there are challenges. And this thing can also affect the brain of a person. Because an A student who was never challenged will go to a depression that will not recover, because there is high expectation from that person. Unless he or she is with people who can support. I've seen people quitting the first year, changing other courses, but realizing that going to another course, you are still going to be humbled because the new environment. Now, how did you, let's talk about, you know, self, taught lessons. What are some of the key lessons that you have learned, you pick up, especially when it's coming to being on your own? And also, how did you manage that, being on your own? Was it much freedom? Was it a bit scary? Just to say, Francina, you are on your own. If you mess up, you mess up. If you run away from school, that is your problem. How did you balance that, being on your own, as you are growing up, or you have been used to be around the guidance? A teacher is saying you must come to class. Parents are saying, where are you? But when you are at university, nobody is even looking for you. Not even a lecturer can ask where your things are. How did you find that? Was it interesting?
It taught me a lot of things, because in high school, the teacher comes in front of the class, explains everything. You can even ask a question. And then you come to varsity. The lecturer actually just give you a brief of that topic. Nothing. Sometimes the lecturer doesn't even want to be asked questions. So now you have to learn to teach yourself.
Learn to learn on your own.
On your own. You must become a teacher on your own, like you are teaching yourself. So now you have to look for other alternative ways to actually teach yourself. Be it go online or look for another student that you feel like, this one. You can actually go to another student and be like, okay, teach me about this topic. What do you know about this topic? And you listen.
Now, while you are at that point, you know, there is this, you know, experienced academicians, and it's always a story of every student at high school, at tertiary institution. Apart from technical subjects, especially when you are learning theories and things that you can learn on your own. There are these guys, experienced academicians, they come to class, they start telling about their stories when they were at universities. They start telling about, you know, when I was at the university in UK, we used to do A, B, C, and D. And you end up realizing to say, a person may not be wrong, but lecturing is not teaching. Teachers actually do a lot than lecturers, because the job of lecturers is about facilitating. It's actually you need to learn on your own, but some people they end up you know, falling. But now let us come back to the festive season. What do you recommend students should do during the festive season? Because a student life is a very stressful life. That one everybody should admit. It's a very stressful life. You are looking at the future. Everybody's expecting a lot from you. Everybody wants to see you graduating, but they don't actually know that for you to graduate, you need to go through the process. Because there was a time, especially in my experience, there was a time I was doing my research. I started being good at doing research because the guy who was supervising my honors research was not a good guy to me at that time. It was the experience of any professor. But what is also very interesting in that aspect is that you start to realize that your struggle is just your fight. People just want you to see you in a graduation gown. They don't care what you are going through. They just want to see you in a graduation gown, and those are the challenges. Now, what do you think is a better way for students to navigate the festive season, either in terms of support, either in terms of speaking with parents, either in terms of, you know, not to be hard on themselves? Well, what do you think they need to do, especially this time in December?
Okay. As for me, because I'm actually studying in a town where I don't even have one family member, I would recommend for those that are actually going to tertiary universities next year, instead of you now Decembering, at least look for a holiday job or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you, next year, when next year comes, you don't go struggle there.
Mm-hmm.
You at least have a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
or you get yourself a PC,
mm-hmm.
or something to prepare you,
mm-hmm.
just to meet the parents halfway, because it's gonna be January and everyone is going to school.
Mm-hmm.
The parents have to divide,
mm-hmm.
and you just meet your parents halfway.
Yeah. Now, speaking about holiday jobs, people, we expect a holiday job to be a formal job, which is actually sometimes not true. But at the village, I can cultivate.
Mm.
I can go to my neighbor and say, I'm going to be a first year next year.
Mm.
Can you give me something to do? I'm going to work at the shop. Can you assist me with a holiday job?
Yeah.
And maybe a lot of people, they did not explain what a holiday job is,
mm.
because it's only about you find a better way to make money, even washing clothes.
Okay.
Because now everybody's dancing, you know, our rich aunties and rich uncles, they don't have time.
They don't have
time. Just to say, no, give me this amount of money, I'm going to assist you in cleaning your car, in washing your car. I like saying bathing your car, washing your car, and also washing your clothes, and also, you know, so that somebody can be able to get something, because it's very stressful, because especially first year, the money is always not enough.
It's
always not enough.
Always.
No matter, even the rich kid is just telling you the money is not enough.
Mm.
The money is always not enough, because even you do not know, you are experiencing. Now, let us look at common mistakes,
mm-hmm.
that students do, because we understand that university life can be stressful. When you come from that holiday, some people, they don't even go back to school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They start to be too excited and party themselves out. Now, in this context, what are some of the common mistakes that that students do, especially at this when they are at the festive season?
Okay, all I'm gonna say, to students, don't party yourself out.
Mm.
Have fun,
mm.
but not too much fun.
Mm.
Don't just do what the rich cousins and aunties are doing.
Mm, mm, mm,
those people, some of those people are already secured.
Mm, mm, mm.
Instead of you being in the village and going to parties,
mm-hmm.
those that are at the village, go look for spinach, dry it. It's gonna be helpful.
It's assisted. You need it.
I'm telling you,
no,
you're gonna need it.
No, you're actually right, because sometimes we don't want people to see that there's a certain situation that is the only thing that you have.
Mm, don't just try to be cool.
Yeah, don't because sometimes
put your pride aside.
Yeah,
and do something to meet your parents in halfway.
Yeah, it's a very good thing that you bring about pride, because actually, from what I've seen, nobody want to be seen suffering.
No,
nobody want to be seen suffering. Suffering is not a good thing. But what I've seen also is that you realize to say, those who do not have end up either pressuring their parents or end up doing the unthinkables just to be at a certain level,
mm-hmm.
and which is actually wrong. But what is the importance of humbleness and understand where you come from? Because there's always this thing to say, know yourself.
Know yourself, yeah.
Because if a mouse is playing with results,
mm-hmm.
you already know that when it's seen by people, mouse is eatable. There's a proverb which Buku must know who to play with, because sometimes you are playing with people, you are partying with people, when you are drinking too much with people, when you become a drunkard, these people are taken to South Africa for rehabilitation. Then you'll be chasing us with stone in the street.
Do you
understand where I come from?
Mm-hmm.
When you squander your money on unnecessary things, you are the only one who's going to struggle, and you drop out of school.
Yeah.
There are other people who can, I've seen it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can say, no man, I don't want to study law, I don't want to study political science, I may go to school of medicine.
Yeah.
The next year, they got the registration from the parents, go to the next year, register. Then after second year, you know, I want to do dentistry. Then by the time you graduate, this person is the second year studying education. Mm-hmm. He will be able to complete because they support at home.
At home, yeah.
But you, one mess up can also mean 5 years of suffering.
5 years.
Because the money that you are using, they are even borrowed from the neighbor.
And
as students, we don't speak about this thing because when you are at university, we think we are at the same level.
Yeah,
but
you
forget where
in.
We come from. We want to fit in. But it's actually a very wrong thing to do. Now, let us look at, there are these things to say, if you could go back to your life as a first year, what better things that you are going to do, better things that you are going to tell yourself now that you know better now, what better things that you are going to tell yourself, what are some of the key lessons that, if I say no, I want to take you back to your first year, with now this mind of experience about how universities, what key things that you are going to tell yourself?
Okay. The first thing would be, it's okay to not have some certain things. And it's my parents are actually doing the most. And I must not try to fit in or to impress other people that have nothing to do with me. And to actually just be humble.
No. I think you're absolutely correct. There is no humbleness is a lesson that we are least taught.
Yeah.
And you start learning that when you are growing up, you realize to say sometimes. I was listening to one analyst who say, do not thinkify your life. He was trying to say, don't let your life to be attached to things, particularly that are not necessary. If you are wearing a dress of 5,000 and somebody who is wearing a dress of 300, you, the one who is wearing a dress of 300, you may even be looking better than somebody who is wearing that. If a phone, sometimes a smartphone is just a smartphone. Sometimes food is just food. You are even crying about something that does not have enough nutrients or that is have chemicals in it. You understand what I mean? Yeah, that's why I think the lesson of humbleness is a very important lesson. Now, before we come to the end, because we also do not have enough minutes, before we come to the end of the conversation, especially when we speak about students and also festive season, let us look at parents, because there is nobody who does not want to there's nobody who wants to disappoint their parents. That is rule number one.
Yeah.
There's also nobody who wants to fail. But eventually, failure is inevitable because academic is competition. And parents, and we have these things, mine are not exception.
Yeah.
To say, no, my son is at university and they are very proud. It's a very good thing.
It's a very good thing.
But sometimes there are those kids who end up not making it.
Yeah.
But there's also this view from parents to say, no, maybe just an ungrateful kid. The kid maybe tried, but did not make it. Then they started disowning these people. What is your advice on parents, particularly when they are dealing with issues of students, especially those who are struggling, especially those who are not meeting their expectation? Because high school, it's not the same as tertiary institution. And the other thing is also that anybody can also fail. What is that thing that you think parents are also doing wrong, or guardians, especially when they are looking at students?
Okay. So, I would, like, before parents, like when the results comes out, before the parent actually start shouting, I would recommend them to ask themselves questions like, when the kid was at school, did I actually pick up my phone and ask, how is school? How are you doing at school? What can I do as a parent to help you? Instead of just you shouting and disowning the kid. Did you actually go to the school itself? Because sometimes a parent is...
They don't even know where the school is. They are just hearing. Yeah.
You don't even know the distance to the school, but yet you don't send transport money.
You don't see the condition where the person
condition
is...
The condition where the person is actually living.
Yeah.
And yet you want to shout.
Yeah.
And also for the students, just because I said, there are students that actually, they don't even attend classes. They did not even do any single assignment or write any test. parents must just, sometimes you just need to go to the school or have at least the lecturer's number, and call and ask, how is my kid doing? Instead of you shouting, you don't even know, you know nothing about this student.
You know, you're mentioning a very good thing. Like, for example, myself, I think I was self-responsible. But you find parents who can even come, you know, during registration. I took it upon me. I took it upon me to do all the mistakes I could do so that I know. That's why in 2 weeks I knew all the corners of UNAM and everything. But I was there on my own. But you find parents. They are grown up. They are supporting their kids. They are in the line.
When I went to Chulab, it was my first time going to Chulab. And then my sister just called, go to the buses. Take a bus. Go to Chulab.
Go.
Now me coming here, I'm seeing somebody from Suwakop. They traveled with their parents to Chulab. They even slept there to take the kid to school tomorrow. I had to do everything on my own.
Yeah, you have to fight.
But we are not from the same background.
Yeah, you're not the same background.
Some of our parents don't even have cars. How can they come support me? The transport money, the parents.
Is the one that you use. It's quite a very interesting, but you mentioned a very interesting point to say, understanding the person first before you start judging. Understanding the person first before you start judging, because most of people who made it at high school end up not making it at university because, not really because they are not able, just because of the condition they find themselves in.
Exactly.
Because there is this expectation to say, and there is this thing to say, when you go to university, and it must be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody go to university, guardian expect the government to sort out everything. No, you see, people are even saying you have NASFAF money. You know, when NASFAF money is going to come and assist you, it will find you defeated already. That's why I
and
think.
And then that NASFAF money, when it comes, let me talk about myself. When that money came, I was so shocked because I've never seen such amount of money in my life. I was so shocked and I tend to spend it in a wild way. Because I would actually thank my sister, because she called the people, she called the people. She found out what am I doing with this money. Because she's like, I was spending like nobody's business. I was trying to actually fit in and be like, I'm not cooking today. I'm not eating dry spinach today. Let me go eat pizza. That's not the case.
But it's true. You are right. Me, I have never seen 21,000 in my life until I went to university. That time people were getting 21,000 as a refund. And when that money came, I did what I had to do because I was very young. You spend recklessly. And when you go to the store, when you go to a shop and you are getting change, you think, what is this? It's a poverty mentality, because it's not your fault. And I also, after that, I have to speak to somebody and say, no, David, you did not even, because you did not know money. you are even right. You did not know money that time, but you even did some important things within that money. Other people, they cannot even trace where they use that money. But it's quite very true, because it's a first experience, and you must fry with it, but you must not use it wisely, because you should not forget where you come from. You should not forget your background. Now, we are almost at the end of our conversation. Let us look at new things. New year, 2026, especially to continuing students. You also found to those who are just tired. You just find somebody. You find somebody who just need motivation. Somebody who really tried. You find somebody who's doing a course for 5 years, then quit the fifth year, the final module, and never go back. There's a lot of things. You find people who pass difficult modules, then they come from university without even a certificate. And you are asking yourself to say, and there's this thing in the black culture to say, when you did something, no, this one is cursed or what, but I don't want to dwell into that. But there are those who really tried very hard, but they don't come out of university with anything. And that is also something which can have a long-term impact on a person, to say, why do you have to give up at the last minute? Why do you have to give up when you are already pushing? What is your what is your, because students, some of them, they're really struggling.
Yeah.
Some of them, they are really struggling. They push, they pass, but they are really struggling. What is your advice on, especially those who are very tired, but they are going next year, 2026, either to complete their degree. You are one of the final years.
Mm.
What is your advice to the fellow students to say, especially looking at 2026, not to give up at the final, to bring that paper and wear that graduation gown?
Okay. So I've actually witnessed this, ne?
Yeah.
There was actually a student there in our hostel.
Mm.
And I feel like that, let me not criticize or something. So I just sent, just go. The parents don't even call. She was leaving. Actually, the good thing is that our hostel owner is actually a good person.
Yeah? Okay.
And they just let her live there. When it comes, she's, as a girl, a life of a woman is very difficult because you need all the additional support. Yeah.
All the ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did not even have just cosmetic, number one. Nothing. Money to buy food. Nothing. Just money in general to support yourself from actually parents, or the parents just to call and say, how are you? No, it was not there. So that student was actually like, what is the use of me being here? Let me just go to the farm and just be at the farm. Now, because there are good people out there, yeah, we talk to her and then we're like, can we not... We will support you here. Like if I cook, I give you a plate. If I buy cosmetics, I can add one soap for you to bath. If I buy this, I can give you. Until you actually, we look for a job for you. You'll be working, we actually found a suitable job for her that she started working.
Yeah.
And to just support herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, she was not getting a lot because she was only working, some days.
Okay.
But she got at least money to buy food, cosmetics and yeah.
Yeah, but she
completed this year was actually her last year. She completed and she texted all of us that were like supporting her. She was like, I made it, I passed.
Yeah. No, it's quite a very touching story because challenges out there. I've seen because one of the lessons I have learned is that sometimes you think you don't have.
Yeah.
But you realize to say there are people really who want to be like you. Then you realize to say you are insulting
God. You are insulting God. Yeah, some of the people actually insult God. No, I've seen people. I know this person. Know that this person's mother doesn't even work well. But when she's there at the university, she's telling people, my father is a doctor.
No, that is where the problem is, because there's quite a big difference between somebody who is stress and crying in a Mercedes-Benz and also stress about the quality of the new fridge that he has than you who don't even have one. Or somebody complaining about the brand of a soap that is given. There's somebody who do not even have that. There's quite a very big difference. That is how it is. But yeah, maybe just your final words, especially to parents, guardians, and also looking at this festive season in 2026, because, you know, education is something which is very beautiful, can equalize us, and can also bring a poor person to lead the country. There is this thing to say, education can bring about a daughter and a son of a garden man to lead a certain country. And just your advice in general, particularly to students, say the first year, continuing students and parents.
Okay, my advice will be, when you go to university, there's different type of people with different backgrounds at different levels.
Yeah.
As for you individually, just know where you came from. Don't pressure your parents just because you want to be like the next person, not knowing how they are surviving. And don't do things just because you are seeing the next person doing it. You guys are not the same person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for parents,
yeah,
asseblief toch check up on the kids.
check them.
Don't just shout.
Yeah, check please.
Don't just shout.
Yeah.
Update yourself when it comes to your kids' education.
Yeah. All right. Dear listeners, we come to the end of our conversation. Francina Pavo, thank you for your time. Thank you for the great input. And sharp, sharp.
Sharp.